Biden's niece worked in Coca-Cola government relations while Brand lobbied against a Uyghur slave labor camp bill. By Wendell Hussebo on April 9, 2021. President Joe Biden's niece directed Coca-Cola's government relations department while the brand lobbied against a bill that would hinder the United States' multinational corporations from doing business with communist China, which maintains slave labor camps. Missy Owens no longer works for the company, leaving in November of 2020 before Coca-Cola partnered with Nike in additional opposition against the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act that seeks to ban all imports from Xinjiang unless a company can clearly prove that the products were not made by slaves, Breitbart's Francis Martel reported on the bill. As the director, Owens was not directly involved in lobbying against the bill. However, a different lobbying group, Sidley Austin LLP, was reported as lobbying for the company against the bill from the beginning of last year to the end of March 2020. The company's employees gave the Biden campaign over $450,000 during the 2020 cycle, Coca-Cola told Fox News. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola, maintaining the third largest market by volume with communist China and has invested $4 billion locally for future growth from 2015 to 2017, is painting a colored history of ignoring human rights issues. The state of Georgia passed election integrity legislation on March 31, which Coca-Cola's CEO called unacceptable and based on a lie, joining 200 other woke companies who reject voter ID laws that ensure democratic elections, an idea the Communist Party of China knows little about. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, bashed those woke multinational corporations who are too eager to make their voices heard on the woke issues of the day in the United States, but remain stunningly silent or complicit in real, ongoing atrocities in countries like China, Rubio criticized. Coca-Cola has also invested in the Beijing Winter Olympic Games, unwilling to join a boycott that could cost Coca-Cola billions by locking them out of Chinese markets. Indeed, Olympic sponsors, including Coca-Cola, Visa, General Electric, and other multinational corporations, which count on the Winter Olympics to gain greater market share in the massive Chinese market, are now caught in the crossfire, Newsweek wrote.